open the door, firing the 12-gauge and the Uzi. Clumps of ivy were shredded into mulch, and he jumped to the soft floor. Two quick shots, followed by silence. Dean joined the armorer.
That's six. She's out. Why two at once?
To tell us she's not going anywhere else.
Exhaling sharply, the boy understood, his combat face returning, making him appear years older.
Check. We better move.
Yeah, I see the hold, Pericles.
Doc jumped to the ground, his arms full of fuel canisters. Dropping one at their feet, he tossed another deeper into the loading dock, and the next farther still.
What are you doing? Those are empty.
Aren't they?
Dean was furious for missing so many. Doc grinned, displaying his oddly perfect white teeth.
Ah, but how can the plants know that?
Sure enough, the ivy on the ground wiggled away, exposing bare concrete. Doc reappeared with more empties, and the three friends threw them in as far as they could. The plants went mad, damaging themselves to get away. The few spilled drops of gasoline on the spouts of the aluminum cans were more than sufficient to show that these were the same type of deadly containers used before.
I thought they would remember. I shall get more.
Doc went back inside. The process was repeated, and the curtain of green parted as if by magic. Beyond was a line of waiting humans. The men braced for an attack, but these weren't guards. Some were naked, a few in filthy rags. The group stood there. Men, a woman, and an infant child no more than a newborn, their heads and limbs oddly placed. Using the binocs, Mildred distorted her face in vile disgust. Ryan grabbed his binocs and noted the raw terror in their rolling eyes, the flecks of foam on pale lips. And where clothing didn't cover them, tendrils of the ivy were clearly visible, lining their bodies, the roots embedded into the living flesh.
They're a shield!
Probably thinks we won't kill our own kind. Mistake three. By the looks of things, they're already dead. Jack! Fire.
Angling the big vented barrel forward, the teenager cut loose with a side-mounted 50-caliber machine gun, the heavy slugs from the Remington tearing the people into shreds. Their bodies jerked about madly, red blood splattering the leaky walls in a grisly spray. They could see that the filaments of the ivy reached everywhere inside the prisoners, extruding from every pore, every opening.
Oh, by the three Kennedys!
Not prisoners, puppets.
Find her!
Ryan's voice sounded over the external PA system. There was a tone in his voice none of them had ever heard before.
Find her!
Ryan's hands were white on the steering wheel as he put more fuel onto the writhing plants, scorching a path through the unholy puppets. Grabbing the last of the empty gas cans, JB and Doc were close behind as Dean took off. Ryan stared after them as he sent a fresh spray from the flamethrower across the ceiling of the dock as a protective umbrella. As the burning liquid flowed onto the cocoons, the pods burst open, spilling out desiccated bodies, dried of every possible nutrient fluid. They blazed like seasoned cordwood. As the three friends passed the crumpled puppets, the headlights of Leviathan grew faint, but the conflagration gave them ample light to see. Warily, they proceeded deeper into the lush hell of the store. Abundant plants covered the floor, walls, and ceiling, dainty reddish flowers decorating the thick growth. Broaching the parted curtain, they tossed more cans ahead of them and continued. The ivy whipped away. Reaching the interior, they could see there was no second or third level to the building. The floors had been removed, and a great hole reached upward to the glass skylight. Below was a slanted pit in the floor. Without hesitation, they scrambled down the incline.
Roof and cellar!
Doc's sword slashed as steadily as a harvest reaper.
No sign of her clothes.
This was neither good or bad. It meant she was still alive, or they weren't near her yet. Dean said nothing, keeping careful count of his shells. Once he got past the halfway mark, he would have to decide to keep going or retreat. Neither sounded good. The three walked on into the leafy hell. Bones crunched underfoot, many of them fresh. More than once, vines tried to close off their avenue of escape or drop from overhead. But the friends expected those ploys, and their combined firepower blasted apart the killer plants. and the fuel cans kept a series of clear spots free from any leafy entanglements. Escape wasn't a problem yet.
It's aware we're here.
JB reset the glasses on his nose. Grunting with the effort, Doc tossed a fuel can ahead of them. It landed a few yards away on a pile of leaves, which quickly became bare floor. He drew the Lama.
That is it. End of the line.
JB glanced behind them, the faint headlights of the distant Leviathan and the burning plants giving off an unearthly illumination. Demonic shadows danced on the ivy, adding to the malevolent ambience.
Hate to say this, but if we can't see, we can't fight.
A little ways more.
Dean stepped around a lump of equipment that resembled a U.S. Army portable flamethrower, the pressurized tanks broken and smashed to junk. They weren't the first in here.
To the last can.
JB strained to see in the dim light. His imagination was running wild, seeing attacks from every direction. And the heat.
Yes! No farther!
More cocoons were found, time reducing them to only tatters of fibrous material. Inside one was the rusting remains of what resembled military power armor, a skeleton grinning behind the Kevlar faceplate.
Ivy did that?
Dean whirled and fired twice.
No!
Black bugs boiled out of the foliage, scuttling along the walls and ceilings, insects as big as a loaf of bread, and each wiggling on the end of a pulsating green vine.
Dark Knight!
JB's shotgun blasted apart the closest insects. Companions cut loose with their weapons, moving carefully over the vine-encrusted floor to form a defensive circle. Another wave of insects crawled into view as a third descended the walls in sheets. Blasters discharged in every direction. JB used both of his friends to devastating effect. But more bugs advanced, endless waves, their pincers snapping a hideous cacophony. Then, bright white light flooded the area, and Leviathan appeared at the top of the pit. As it crushed and scraped a path, the vehicle's heavy engines rumbled. It began plowing along the tunnel, an overhead stream of fire heralding its ponderous advance. Ivy and insects disintegrated under the barrage of anti-personnel rounds from the 75mm recoilless rifles. Bracketed by pyrotechnic death, the three companions stood their ground and fought without pause until the insects unexpectedly closed their pincers and stopped fighting. The red team killed dozens more until they realized the bugs had ceased to move. Then, the ivy parted on the left wall, and a mass of vines thrust out a human figure in tattered clothing. Christy stumbled into the hazy light.
Thank Gaia, it's you. I was wrapped in some sort of cocoon, and it just let me go.
We won? It gave up?
Dean's face was a mask of doubt. They were still in the womb, surrounded on every side.
Maybe. Or this is another trap.
JB grabbed the woman's arms, holding them tight.
Doc, check her.
Without hesitation, the old man ran his hands over her body.
I am sorry, my dear, but this search must be conducted.
Doc managed to hide his embarrassment at the root examination, especially since Christie's clothing had been slashed to ribbons. However, regardless of his discomfort, their survival depended on the search.
She is clean. There is no ivy.
JB lowered his weapons.
Good. Let's go.
Doc offered Christie his frock coat.
I do apologize, madam. But if you had seen what we have...
I did.
The redhead wrapped the long garment around her shoulders.
Those others are everywhere in here. If I hadn't already shot my last bullet, I would have used it on myself after seeing those poor bastards.
Our thoughts exactly.
JB herded her toward Leviathan. Christy paused.
Is there any chance we can help them?
JB shook his head.
Kill them?
Good lady, perhaps we should discuss it in safer surroundings.
Doc looked around pointedly. Understanding, she moved faster, placing her feet carefully amid the collection of brass cartridges that covered the floor.
Watch out!
Dean shoved the woman aside as a burning clump fell from the ceiling to land atop one of the empty gas containers. Christy jumped at the sight and started to run for Leviathan. The others followed in less haste, knowing there was no real danger of an explosion. The abandoned canister noisily expanded under the heat, and the ivy retracted farther. Then the cap banged off as the thin fumes inside cooked, but nothing else happened. The whole building full of ivy went deathly still, and the bugs scurried out of sight.